You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Like most car buyers, you want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Get impressive offers on a new Mazda CX-30 or a Mazda CX-5 starting at just $29,276. Over 1,000 new Mazda vehicles to choose from. Visit RamseyMazda.com. Get the most for your money at Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's bring in Neil Victor from the New York Times. Old friend. Old friend. Now you're old now, Neil.
We go back a long ways, Brian. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. It's good to hear your voice and have you on. Now, do you work out of Connecticut or do you live in this? Like, what's your situation now? Are you still in Connecticut?
I kind of bounce back and forth. Try to be in the newsroom, I would say, 2 to 3 days a week, which I think is kind of a great balance. I mean, I think that, the work-life balance during the pandemic, people getting to be home, definitely there were upsides to that. But you miss out on the collaboration and seeing your colleagues and just kind of brainstorming and talking through ideas and stuff like that. So I appreciate being in the newsroom.
I don't know what the Times newsroom is relative to 20, 25 years ago, but I've been in a couple of newsrooms, and the Current doesn't even have one anymore. It's kind of sad because there was such a...
It's a shame.
Because there is. That's how great ideas happen. That's how collaboration and journalism happens, and there's a huge void without it. So I'm glad they at least make the effort to have a central newsroom with the Times. Listen, I wanted to ask you, I mean, I did a lot of work on the New Hampshire primary in 2020, and I saw the other people around me, and politics can be a real young person's game, especially on the journalistic side. It's just a grueling grind. You were on the breaking news desk, but you were peeled off to cover this last election. And did you focus solely on Trump, or did you cover everything? Like, what was your role in the election?
So for the kind of home stretch of the campaign, I was referred to as Trump Traveler Number Two. And but there were other times earlier in the year when, I would help pick up some when Nikki Haley was still in it, was on Chris Christie for a while, did Dean Phillips. Also helped out with some DeSantis and Tim Scott coverage back when they were still in it. But doing the Trump stuff, I probably went to 30 events during the 2 year cycle. I was in every one of the battleground states. The last couple of weeks of the campaign, thankfully the major news organizations kind of pooled money and resources and was able to get a regional jet for the press to go around, and it made it a lot easier in terms of kind of integrating it with the campaign. But definitely grueling. Flew something like 28,000 miles last year, worked in single digits, trying to keep my laptop battery from dying in 9 degrees in Michigan in a airplane hangar, and worked in triple digits when Trump had that rally in Coachella in October. It was 100 degrees.
Did you get close to him at all, or did you have any interactions with him?
You know, when you're at these rallies, I mean, thousands of people are there, and you know, it's the whole hurry up and wait deal, and the you know, the media is pretty you know, limited in terms of, you know, there's a designated area, but being in the pool during the like kind of home stretch. You know, would be on the tarmac when he would deplane and ride in the motorcade. But and there was he did do a retail stop at a Cuban restaurant off the Las Vegas Strip with Marco Rubio and Vivek Ramaswamy, and you know, comes into a restaurant. There are a couple of hundred people in there. I mean, it's like, you know, 6-7 feet away from you. And you can see the kind of Secret Service kind of nervous about the logistics of how all these things work out. So, you know, there was some closeness, but a lot of times it's like, you know, there are thousands of people, right, and you're in the media area.
We're talking with Neil Vigdor from the New York Times here on Brian and Company, Connecticut. Connecticut's own Neil Vigdor. Listen, you're back on the breaking news desk. I mean, first of all, I don't know if it was like sort of like it's great to be off the road, but it's also like the adrenaline's totally different. And I'm curious, like, you know, looking at some of your pieces, whether it's the woodpecker story in Rockport or the story you did in New Orleans, or that woman who's the con artist is now charged with murder. Like, how do you like those stories? Like, you didn't go to Rockport? Did you go to New Orleans to report that out, or you do that all on the phone? Like, how does it work?
I did that all on the phone. You know, back in late January, early February, we wrote the story about this Telemundo reporter who was found dead in his hotel room at the, he was down there to cover the Super Bowl, 27-year-old widower. They arrested a woman with his credit card and cell phone, and she was seen on video coming and going from his room. And so I wrote the initial story, as did a lot of other media. But then after that, had a whole group of men reach out to me through all kind of, you know, email, saying that they had been victimized by her in the past, and that they had reached out to the FBI, the police in New Orleans, other places to warn about her, and nobody seemed to do anything about that. And so that's kind of how that whole enterprise story evolved. I had all these guys, you know, reaching out to me, so I went to my editors. I said, this would be a great enterprise story to write about these men with their text message kind of support group thread who've been texting about this woman for 4 or 5 years now, and then they see this happen with this poor reporter who died.
Yeah, you can, if you just Neil Vigdor, V-I-G-D-O-R, if you just Google Neil Vigdor in New Orleans, the story pops up, and you can also just go to New York Times, nytimes.com. /by/Neil-Vigdor to get all of his pieces. Neil, I really enjoy your photography. I still encourage you to do something with it. Are you going to do something with it? I just feel like you're so good at it.
Appreciate you, Brian. I think I might have some kind of a showing maybe in the fall, maybe Fairfield County way. Definitely stay tuned on that. And it's my passion, and I love particularly the celestial stuff and moonrises and trying to get it with you know, various landmarks. And there's a whole group in the city that do that every month, and so it's a lot of fun.
Well, let us know when it's set up, or if you need any help setting up, let me know. Obviously, we'd love to promote it and check it out. So, Neil, you got to make that happen.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. We'll talk again. We'll talk again soon.
Great to be with you, Brian. Stay well.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.